from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, early voting starts tomorrow morning in New Jersey and runs through November 3rd. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Way says about 550,000 vote-by-mail ballots have already been turned in.
Know that under New Jersey state law, ballots postmarked on or before Election Day can arrive through November the 12th to be counted.
Way says mailed ballots without a postmark have to be received by November 7th. The risk of wildfire remains very high in New Jersey, though the red flags have been taken down. Conditions remain very dry, and just one spark could kick up a massive fire. The latest drought report now shows 70% of the state in drought. A third of New Jersey is in severe drought. Scary moments in a head-on crash in Union County. A car appears to have crossed into the path of a New Jersey Transit bus as they collided in Union Township this morning. News 12 has shared surveillance video from a nearby building that caught the crash. New Jersey Transit says 21 people on the bus asked for medical attention. No life-threatening injuries were reported. A councilman in Morris County is facing assault charges for the second time this year.
Dover Councilman Sergio Rodriguez was arrested in late September and charged with aggravated assault. The Morristown Daily Record published a police report that said the local Democrat grabbed a man from behind and shoved him to the ground. The victim's head hit a concrete wall and knocked him unconscious. The mayor of Dover, a fellow Democrat, is calling on Rodriguez to resign. Rodriguez was also arrested in February after he was accused of kicking a homeless man for drinking in public. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton business report. A U.S. district judge has halted the merger between makers of Coach and Michael Kors handbags, saying it would reduce competition and hurt consumers. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 259 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Do we get cooler this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We have dry brush and dry air, of course, and tomorrow brisk wind returns to complete that wildfire trinity, that fire danger really ramping up again as we head into the weekend. Some clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle early tomorrow morning. Lows fall to around 50, comfortably cool. And tomorrow we are back on the seasonable to mild side, mid to upper 60s for highs. It is going to turn windy, though, with regular gusts 20 to 30 miles an hour throughout your Saturday. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. Sunday, the wind dies down, but temperatures going down too. A Novemberish chill in the air with sunshine and highs only in the mid-50s. Monday, mostly sunny as highs recover to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And over 60, Monroe 66 and Seaside Heights is 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by NJ Diet. With NJ Diet, there's no shots, there's no hormones, and no surgery. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, and it's the natural way. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. Once again, write this down. It's njdiet.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.